Now we'll go to the next one about what happens to this wise person, this enlightened master. How does this person function in the world? What is the result of this knowledge when the ignorance is removed? So verse number 17. Tad buddhayas tad atmanah. Tannishthas tat parayanah. Gachantya punaravrittim. Jnana nirdhuta kalmashah. Together, tat buddhayas tad atmanah. Tannishthas tat parayanah. Gachantya punaravrittim. Jnana nirdhuta kalmashah. So tat, that. Because we always think of God as that God, you know, that God somewhere far away. But the scriptures say, I am that. That which I think is far away is actually my true nature as Om, as consciousness. So tat, so that consciousness which we think of as something else, but for the wise person, tat buddhayaha, his intellect is always in that knowledge, in that wisdom. A wise person's intellect is always there, tat atmanaha, and that understanding, who am I, that I am, that understanding is always there. Tat nishtha, and then also his complete faith, abidance, conviction is in this knowledge. There is no doubt, there is no question about maybe this, maybe that. Clear understanding, clear abidance, firm faith, absolutely unshaken. Tat parayanaha, and parayanaha means the goal. And the goal of this person's life is to always be with that and to become one with that, to lose himself or herself in this totality. Again, lose does not mean that this person disappears. In fact, the person becomes a visible manifestation of God, because then that ego is no longer there. God alone functions in this individual. So his intellect is in that, his I notion is in that, complete faith is in that, and the goal of life is that. So what happens to such people? Gachanti, they go where? Apunaravrattim, where they do not return. So they go to the place of no return. Why? Jnana nirdhuta kalmashaha. Kalmashaha means their sins, their vasanas, their sins are nirdhut, are dhona, you know, washed. You know, like in India, the washerman, nowadays, of course, they have washing machines. In the olden days, how they used to wash the clothes, beat them with the, on the stone. You give it to the washerman, he will hammer it, and then all the dirt will be gone out, and he'll bring this dirty garment all spotlessly clean, washed and ironed. So just as the cloth is hammered by into the stone and the dirt is removed, so your and my ignorance, my vasanas, my sins are destroyed by jnana, are completely washed or destroyed by knowledge. So let us, these four words, intellect, I, faith and abidance and goal, are not just words. It's not like Bhagavan Sri Krishna is just throwing words. He says these are power-packed words. Swami Bodhatmananda Ji in his commentary says these are very power-packed. Just as we have pills that are power-packed, which are full of vitamins and proteins and or this, you know, this drink which is power-packed. So similarly, these words have lot of, these four words have a lot of power. So first one is intellect. So intellect again means that his understanding is very clear and his priority of life is very clear to him. There is no doubt in this person's mind. What you ask him, what is your number one priority in life? This. What is number two priority? This. Number three priority? This. This alone is his goal. Number one, number two, number three, all priorities. And that's how we have to make this knowledge our number one priority, that I must, in this life, before I give up this body, I must realize. I must know God. I must reach God. Don't have to wait for next life. We don't know whether there will be next life. Next life, we may be born as a mosquito. How do we know? You know, buffalo. This life itself, this should be my number one priority. And I should do anything and everything in my power to reach God, to become one with God. That has to become the number one priority. And these people, what do they do in their free time? If you ask anybody, you have free time? I have no free time. I am so busy. You say, marne ki bhi fursat nahi hai. You know, I don't even have time to die. That's how busy I am. Why? Because uselessly we are just wasting our time. Just open the phone and just, you know, talking to people and just searching the net and Facebook and Twitter. And how much time? And then we say, I am so busy, I don't have time. I'm swamped with work. You know, that's a very famous line. Swamped with work, 90% of the time is on their phone or on their computer, on their laptop. So when I have free time, what do I think about? You know, and we say, I think about movies. You know, I think about my favorite hero or heroine or the soap operas. You know, we are watching, what is that? Kum Kum Bhagya, Kundali Bhagya. That is what I, in my free time, that's what I think about. Or As the World Turns or whatever. Or I think about my stock portfolio. You know, stock market is up these days, 26,000. That's good. But, you know, when it goes down. So these people, in their free time, they think about God. And all the time they think about God. So every opportunity you get to think about God, take this opportunity. You sit in the backyard, you see a bird flying, that is God. See a flower, see a child smiling. Look around this room, and everything should remind you of God. The light is on because of God's presence. Everything exists. This microphone works. These pictures, this clock, everything should remind you of God. All you have to do is open your eyes and look around, and you will see everything. In all the people, God is shining. So all the time, every opportunity you get, think about God. And what that will do is will remove sorrow. Because sorrow comes when I have deha. That buddheya we talked about, natad atmana. What is my understanding? I am deha. I am body. And as long as I am the body, I will suffer. That we have heard many times. But still this body identification is so strong because for 8.4 million births we have been going through this. So again and again, repeated hammering, that like the dirt is only removed by repeated hammering on the rock. So our ignorance can only be removed by this. And once I have a deha abhiman, I am this body, I am the mind and intellect, then I am suffering. The body is sick, I am sick. The mind is unhappy, I am unhappy. The intellect is confused, I am confused. But remember we said, I am living in this body of nine gates. I am not this body, but I am a resident of this body. Just as I am living in the house, I am not the house. So similarly, I am living in this body of nine gates. Naiva kurvanna karyan. I am this Atman, the consciousness. So I am Atma, I am not Deha. But we have this such a strong identification. I am that. And if I have done something and somebody said, "Are, this is no good what you have done," immediately our ego gets hurt. Or even more is my child, you know, and somebody says, you know, your child is no good. Oh, that hurts us so much. But if somebody says, you know, your child is smart and we have such a strong identification. My child is me. Not that one should not love one child but we have such a, if child is doing well, I'm doing well. Child is not doing well, I'm not doing well. Child will do good or bad based on his or her vasanas, his or her karmas, his or her abilities. All I can do is provide a good atmosphere for the child to grow. and then leave the identification. So for such an individual, this understanding, when it comes, then sorrows cannot affect him. So they say, the example they give, to for a wise person, if you give him a garland of flowers or a garland of chappals, he remains the same. Just as a buffalo, now buffalo is walking, do you put a garland of flowers on his neck or a garland of chappals, will the buffalo have any effect? Buffalo will be the same. Does not mean the wise man is like the buffalo, but the idea is, in Shankaracharya ji, in Vivek Chudamani, he says that the person knows that if somebody is putting a garland of flowers today and honoring me, tomorrow chappals will come. He is ready for that. He says, today somebody is honoring me, tomorrow they will dishonor me. Today somebody is loving me, tomorrow they will. So he or she is ready that in life there will be always some, you know, like in baseball they say some balls you can hit and some will be curved ball, and you, which will, or in cricket they say bumper, you know, it's such a difficult shot, the ball, that I could not even hit it. So in life these things will happen, you know, joys and sorrows will come. But his complete abidance in that I am, just as you ask us, who are you? Say, I am a man, I am a woman. We have complete abidance, right? Somebody wakes you in the middle of the night. Who are you? You say, I am a man or I am a woman, and you will tell your name. But a jnani, if you wake him up, who are you? He'll say, I am Atman. Now go, you know, let me sleep. I am that consciousness. So just as for you and me, this feeling that I am a man or a woman is so strong, complete, we have complete nishtha in that, complete faith, abidance for a wise person, complete abidance in that wisdom is there. But this wisdom comes gradually. It's over years of effort. It does not happen overnight. Actually, somebody, I think I had mentioned that one time before, somebody told Neeru, and she had gone for a weekend course. And in the weekend, they told her, you are that, you know, she had studied. So she comes and tells Neeru, I have understood, I am that. Why do you keep going to these lectures by these Swamijis? You keep going every month, I see your some Swamiji is coming, you are listening. You already heard 10 years ago, you are that. Why do you need to keep on? A weekend course, may you are not going to. Yes, it will be, the vritti will be created, the thought will be created. But then that thought has to be strengthened by knowledge, and clarity has to come by clear understanding that what is the goal of this knowledge. And there are the three paths: shravana, manana, nididhyasana, listening from the teacher or from the book, contemplating upon it, and then abiding in this knowledge. So it is a stepwise progression, and as we progress on this path, the shat sampatti comes. Shat sampatti we have studied before: shama, dama, uparati, titiksha, shraddha, samadhan. So these are the six qualities of a seeker. Shama and dama is control of the mind, control of the senses. Uparati, withdrawal from the world. Titiksha, the ability to withstand the pinpricks of life. Shraddha is faith, and samadhan is abidance. So as we progress on the spiritual path, slowly we'll withdraw from the world, give less importance to the world and give more importance to the self, the consciousness, and total abidance in this. And that becomes parayana, that becomes my goal in life. Just as say you person has been fasting all day, you know, it is maybe it is Easter or it is Ekadashi or whatever, or for Muslims Ramzan, and they have been fasting all day and they have not had anything to eat. By evening, what is their goal? Food, right? He's waiting for the sun to set so he can eat. So that is called annaparayana. His goal of life is, I must have anna, I must have food. And that is okay because this person is fasting. So similarly, for this wise person, that alone I want and nothing else, that it becomes his or her goal of life. And then this person does not return. Na punaravrittim gacchanti na punaravrittim. What does it mean? First of all, one meaning is that once this person perishes, dies, then there is no rebirth for this individual. Then this person completely lives with the Lord. But people say, how do I know? You know, what is after death? Body is gone. I don't know where I'm going to go, going to live with Lord. I don't believe. So they say in this life itself, that is called Jivan Mukti, the realized master, na punaravrittim, he never comes back to ignorance. Once he has understood I am Atma, then he no longer comes to the ignorance of Deha Bhava or Jiva Bhava, that I am this body, mind and intellect. Just as you tell somebody 2 plus 2 is 4, you have told them in kindergarten, then even after PhD or any time, you wake him up and say, how much is 2 plus 2? He knows, 4. So similarly, then this person will never go back to ignorance and say, I don't know how much 2 plus 2 is. So similarly, the wise person never returns to the world of ignorance. So what they are saying is, they are assuring us that once you have acquired this knowledge, then there is no return. Then you will always abide and live in this knowledge. So your knowledge is that, your understanding will be that, and firm abidance in this goal. So that is the verse number 17.